Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find.
They did what? They did what? Come on, Joette, he's working in the morgue. How can he be dating one of his patients? I hate those soap operas. So then what happened? Well, let me know tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Laverne.
Wanda Sue, what are you doing down here, darling? Let me look at you.
How's that baby girl of yours? She must be such a big girl by now.
Madonna? Coming on 4 months old.
Oh, where does the time get to? Before you know it, she'll be out of high school.
Before you know it, I'll be out of high school.
Ain't that something? How's married life? Lonnie still treating you like a newlywed?
Well, that's kind of the reason I'm here. We had this fight, and Lonnie took off. He thinks he can boss me around just because he started shaving. Well, I need some help around the house, too. I mean, I know he's tired when he gets home from McDonald's.
Well, that's what you get when you married a career man. When he put that Ninja Turtle ring on your finger, that meant for better or for worse?
I love him so. Chiclet?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, Laverne, what am I going to do? Honey. I got to find him and bring him home.
Oh, honey.
Do you have a tissue?
Well, sure. Now, honey, just take it easy. Now, you and Lonnie are so young, honey. You're just going to have to give it some time. That's all. Where's my tissues? Give it a little too much. Dr. West, I want you to meet my cousin, Wanda.
I'd love to. Where is she?
Wanda! Wanda!
Oh, is this hers here?
Gee. What the heck is that?
Well, if you have to ask me that, you must be the dumbest pediatrician on the planet.
I didn't get the promotion to sergeant.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I scored highest on the test. I have seniority.
Carol, I gotta do some rethinking about my career.
Well, it's sexism, pure and simple. I mean, why do they always ignore women? Women are smarter. They're more sensitive. They're better under pressure.
Carol, the one who beat me out is a woman.
That slut.
Oh, I wish she hadn't pinned the note to the diaper. Please don't be mad at me, Laverne. Too late for that. Oh, she wants me to watch a baby while she goes a-looking for Lonnie.
Well, take the afternoon off if you need to.
Well, I gotta go after Wanda. Somebody else is gonna have to watch Madonna.
Well, I would love to do it, Laverne, but I've got that speech at the fundraiser. I can't get out of that.
Well, how about Barbara and Carol? You think I'd watch her?
I don't know about Barbara. Carol might do it if she's free.
She's free.
Maybe she needs changing again.
I've changed her 3 times already.
Then feed her.
Why? So we can change her again?
If only she'd fall asleep. But she just doesn't seem tired.
Of course she's not tired. I've been doing every little thing for her. She hasn't lifted a finger.
Well, why does she have to carry on like that?
Because she's in a strange house, in a strange bed, and she misses her mommy.
Sounds like my honeymoon.
Let's see what the Dr. Spock tape has to say. Wait a minute. She's falling asleep. Thank God. Maybe this will calm her down.
No, Barbara, not like that. You have to test it first to see if it's the right temperature.
Seems okay to me.
Not like that.
Hi, girl.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad you're home. We can't get the baby to go to sleep, and she won't stop crying.
She just needs an expert's touch, dear. Here, give it to me. Give it to me. Give me the baby. Oh, yeah, little baby. Whoa, pretty girl, Madonna, huh? Woo, look at you, huh? Nothing wrong with you, huh, sweetheart? You just miss your mom, don't you? All you need is some professional magic from Dr. Harry.
You know there's a crying baby in here?
Yeah, Charles, we're aware of that.
I had a tongue in my ear. I could still hear the kid screaming.
We can't get her to stop.
Oh, yeah? We'll give her here.
I don't think so.
You never know.
Come on. I know how to get a woman to stop crying. Okay, I'll marry you. Every time.
Oh, no wonder all those tears there's a sweet little angel.
Boy, this Spock guy knows a lot about babies for a Vulcan.
Something you can do. What did you do with us when we used to cry?
I called your mother. No, I remember what I used to do. I used to sing to you.
Give me a try at this. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Enough for taking care of Madonna.
Really kept us entertained. She's got quite a personality.
Cried on that, huh?
It wasn't so bad.
I hope everything is straightened out with your husband.
Oh, yeah, they worked it all out. He's gonna stay home, face his responsibilities like a man, and she's gonna buy him his own Nintendo. Come on, woman.
Well, thank you all again.
You're very
bye.
Welcome, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Madonna. Laverne, I'll see you at the office. Oh, well. Glad the baby's back with her mommy.
I mean, she was cute and all, but what a night.
I'll never forget it as long as I live.
No, sweetie, you're exhausted. You gotta get some sleep, baby.
Yeah.
No, come on. There's nothing to be upset about.
No, Daddy, I'm not upset. I'm happy.
Well, we're all happy. It's finally quiet around here.
No, I'm happy because I know what I want to do with my life. I'm gonna have a baby.
Ha ha ha!
You're gonna have a what?
A baby, Daddy. She said she wants to have a baby. You want to have a what? A baby. I'm gonna have a baby.
Barbara, aren't you kind of rushing things, dear? You're not even married.
Well, Daddy, the idea that a woman has to be married to be a parent is an antiquated notion.
Oh, really? You approve of this?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, on the one hand, there's no reason why a responsible adult woman shouldn't have a child if she wants to. On the other hand, we're talking about Barbara.
Barbara, having children is a major commitment. I mean, they're going to be with you a very long time, 18, 19, 30 years.
I've thought about that.
This is crazy. Why are we even talking about this? It's nonsense. It's out of the question.
Daddy, I know how I feel. I'm ready to be a mother.
Well, I'm not.
No kidding. A baby? Can I borrow it?
Borrow it?
Yeah. A single lady's walking in the park, that kid'll be like a worm to a starved trout.
Listen to this. Southeast Journal of Medicine. There is a 2-year waiting list for adoptive babies, and preference is usually given to married couples. So you see, dear, it's not all that easy.
I'm not going to adopt a baby, Daddy.
Oh, my God. Glad you finally came to your senses.
I'm going to have my own baby.
You're going to have your own baby? Who's going to be the father?
An anonymous donor.
Ooh, well. My accountant said I need to make more donations this year, so allow me.
Charlie, charity begins at home, so go home and get started. Now, let me get this straight. Are you telling me that you are considering...
That's right. Artificial insemination. I have a list of sperm banks right here.
We've done a lot of research on the subject, Daddy. It's safe, easy. It's about like having your appendix out.
Yes, but you don't have to send your appendix to college. Barbara, having children is dangerous and difficult work. That's why parents usually travel in pairs.
Well, I don't see why I should obligate some guy for the rest of his life just because I need him for an hour. An hour? Daddy, this is something I really want. Why can't you just accept that?
I guess I'm old-fashioned. I always expected my daughters to become unwed mothers in the conventional way. You talk to your sister. Are you in favor of this?
Well, Daddy, for Barbara, I think it's great. I mean, I guess I'm old-fashioned, too. I don't want to have children until Mr. Wright comes along. Or Mr. Almost Anybody. An hour?
Come on. You know how impulsive your sister is. Remember the motorcycle? Had to have it. Couldn't wait. Dragged me down to the showroom. Made me co-sign for the note. What happened? She wrote it for a week. It's been in the garage under a tarp ever since. Who is that?
The department. And there's another sergeant spot opening up, so they're going to review my test scores.
Oh, baby, that's great. That's what you always wanted.
No, I told him not to bother. I'm just going to keep working on the assignment I have, and that'll leave me more time for the baby.
So it's the motorcycle all over again, isn't it?
What?
I'll tell you one thing, Missy. No matter what, you're not going to put that baby in my garage and throw a tarp over it.
In the world is she going to take care of a baby? You're her father. Why didn't you talk to her?
Laverne, she's a grown woman with every right to make her own decisions. For me to interfere would have been presumptuous and an invasion of her privacy.
She wouldn't listen to you, huh?
It's like talking to a wall.
Well, what makes you think she's going to listen to me?
You're scary, Laverne.
Good point.
Listen to me. You just tell her about all those single, worn-out mothers you see in here. They'll be working all day up all night with the kids, you know what I mean? But be subtle, subtle, just kind of weave it into the conversation.
Right. How in the hell do you expect the rest of y'all to hold down the walk?
A hello would have been nice.
That's the most touching thing I ever heard.
What?
I mean, I've never heard it explained in quite those terms before.
What?
I can't thank you enough.
What? What?
I want to have a baby.
So this is a good one.
Sperm bank, Daddy. It's a sperm bank.
Looks nice enough. Can I go now?
Daddy, I want you here. Now sit down.
What do I do?
For a living. Your occupation.
Oh, I'm a doctor.
A doctor?
Him. I want him. Put me down for him.
I don't think he's a donor. Do you have sperm with you?
Not with me. A donor? No. I'm just along with them. But thanks for asking.
Hello, I'm Dr. Yardley. Are you a recipient?
Not for quite a while.
I'm Barbara Weston. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, of course. Please come right in.
And this is my sister Carol and my father, Dr. Harry Weston.
Ah, pleasure. Sit, please. Let me explain our facility. All our sperm specimens are kept frozen in a specially constructed cold room. This is extremely important, both for the viability of the specimen and because I keep my Snickers bars in there. That wasn't a joke.
How about choosing a donor? Do you have a catalog or something?
Well, perhaps if you could give me some idea of what you have in mind.
Well, I've made a list. I was thinking maybe a scientist, say a physicist or an astronomer.
Carol, do you mind? This is my baby. How about someone like Andre Agassi? Oh.
No. Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Please. Mel Gibson. Ralph Nader.
Benny Goodman.
No, listen, I've got it all right here. IQ over 150, artistic talent, good sense of humor, a devotion to world peace, and a millionaire.
My dear, if we had anyone like that, I'd want to bear his child.
Are you really going to go through with this?
Of course I am.
The next step is for me to ask you a few questions, mostly having to do with your health. First, is there any history of insanity in your family?
No, this is the first instance.
Captain? What good news? I told you I wasn't interested in the promotion. I know. No, I don't have to think about it. I've already made other plans. This isn't what I want. Yeah, I'll think about it. They can't do this to me, Dreyfus. I have made up my mind. I'm going to have a baby, and that's that.
Barbara, who is on the phone? Barbara? Barbara? Can't talk, Daddy. Gotta run.
Just wait. Where's Barbara? Did she hear from the place with the frozen,
Sperm bank, Daddy. It's called a sperm bank. And yes, I think she did hear from them. She got a call a couple of hours ago and she ran right out.
You mean she's there now?
Yes, isn't it exciting? I'm going out now to buy some toys and games for the baby. Then I'm going to stop and pick up an application for the Whitewood School. It is simply the best preschool in Miami, bar none. And they've got a 3-year waiting list, so we really have to move fast. I've got to go. There's a meatloaf in the freezer. Bye, Daddy. I can't believe it. I'm going to be Auntie Carol.
Meatloaf in the freezer. I may never go into that freezer again. Well, Dreyf, looks like I'm going to be a grandfather. Always wanted to be a grandfather, but, you know, I mean, the old-fashioned way. Fresh, not frozen.
Hi, Daddy.
How yourself? So, how you feeling?
Good. Where's Carol?
Oh, no, she went shopping. You're hungry, there's a meatloaf in the freezer. Matt, we'll eat out.
No, I'm feeling kind of full. Listen, Daddy, I've been thinking. And I know you've been against this baby thing all along.
No, that's true. I have been, but the bottom line is, you have to be true to yourself.
And I've been riding around on my motorcycle for the last 2 hours trying to do just that.
Won't you have the sperm bank? Didn't they call before?
No, the only call I got was from the department. Daddy, they want to make me sergeant.
Oh, that's great. What about being a mother?
Well, they don't have that. They only have sergeant, lieutenant, captain.
Come on. I'm serious.
Daddy, when they called me this afternoon and told me I made sergeant, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I really want to be a mother. But right now, I want to be a sergeant more. Now, I could lie to myself and I could say I could do both. But that wouldn't be fair to me or the baby.
You really have been thinking about this, haven't you?
Yeah, a lot.
Barbara, baby. Look, my biggest objection to this whole thing was I didn't feel that you were grown up enough to be a mother. But after hearing what you just said, I think you're grown up enough to be anything. Even a sergeant.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I never realized how hard it was to really be honest with yourself.
Ho, ho, ho. Second hardest thing in the world.
What's the first?
Breaking this to Auntie Carol.
Coming up next, it's the new hit comedy, Nurses.
This is Jeff Altman. Don't miss an all-new episode of Nurses.
Next. And Sunday night, Martin Sheen is a man fighting for his son's life in the NBC world premiere movie, Guilty Until Proven Innocent. Sunday night, only on NBC.